Harper Audio presents Remnants of Trust by Elizabeth Bonesteel, read by Catherine Mangold. Prologue. T-minus 8 years, Canberra. At least, thought Elena, I'll die in a Corps uniform. She faced down the gun, looking not into the barrel but into the eyes of the man holding it. Keita had brown eyes, but in the frigid, rainy afternoon of this dying planet, they looked jet black and devoid of light. He had always, for as long as she had known him, looked angry, but she thought she saw something else as he stared at her through the gun's sight. Not fear, not that. Keita had never been afraid. He looked lost. The others were clustered behind him in the meager shelter of a crumbled cement wall. Savin was stoic, as always, weight on one foot, but she saw his left hand resting on the grip of his pulse rifle. Jimmy had placed himself between Keita and Neri's prone figure, the medic shielding his patient. Elena knew his expression without looking. The loud argument in a shattered alley next to a public square was risking their exposure. Jimmy would be annoyed with her. "Get the fuck out of the way, Shaw!" Keita yelled. She did not move. "Stand down, Ensign," she said evenly. "She killed the lieutenant. She set him up. You were there. You saw just like I did." Behind her, the girl she was protecting made a small sound, and Elena wanted to tell her to shut up. "She was a prisoner, Keita," she said. The child had been in chains, used as bait. Keita had seen it, even if they had been too late to keep the lieutenant from being gunned down.